Oh, yeah, the house is damn sure rocking tonight. You're listening live to Real Racing USA. I'm Rick Angie, along with Bill Green and Jack Smith. Fellas, we got it going on tonight.
We got it going on, Rick.
Yeah, we got it going on.
How you doing, Bill?
We've had it going on for about 2 hours.
Yeah, we've been here about 2 hours.
Hopefully people start listening in early and checking out, because we have some fun while we're waiting around here getting ready for the show. So it's always nice to get involved with what's happening. We got a lot of folks in the house tonight. Looks like we're going to have a lot of people to talk to. Who's on the line up there?
We have a three-hour show to do in 2 hours, just like that.
Is it?
Yeah, we do. We have a ton of interviews here in the room. As a matter of fact, Rick, you're going to have to introduce some of these folks here.
Oh, yeah. We got Jeff Dufresne, Chelsea LaJoy, Shane and Brent Yoder. We got a house full tonight, brother.
Yeah.
Plus, we got the huge Ocala 12-hour announcement coming up in the second hour tonight.
Yes, and also in the second hour, we're going to be talking with Mr. Race Car Engineering, Steve Dorr, and he has a pretty big announcement in his own right for his that will have an effect on Florida race car drivers and crew members and all like that in the second hour.
Ah.
Also in the second hour, we have Daniel Johnson is going to join us from the USAR Hooters Pro Cup, who just had the most fantastic run and experience of his life at Iowa Speedway, Rusty Wallace's new palace out there in east of Des Moines.
Oh, got Daniel Miller in the house, John Kidwell in the house. It's going to be a good one tonight, brother.
Did you guys see a lot of the information coming back from Iowa Speedway? Everybody said something good.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see one article, one piece.
Oh.
Nobody complained about a dirty bathroom or anything else. I mean, and the racing was apparently fantastic.
Yeah,
from the Hooters Pro Cup run right through the sprint cars, everything.
We're going to go into that in the second hour, and I'm telling you, this is going to be an interview with Daniel Johnson you don't want to miss if you're a race fan.
I haven't gotten any emails from the Coast Guard, the FCC, or the New York Transit Authority this
week.
Not to worry.
I brought the Kool-Aid. We're prepared.
All right. Kool-Aid's on the house.
We're prepared.
Last week we talked to, Richie Waters from Billy Ballou Motorsports. Their new driver was Kevin Grubb.
That's correct.
Not anymore.
He's gone.
NASCAR suspended Grubb indefinitely on Tuesday because he refused to submit to a random drug test following the Busch Series race at Richmond.
Ooh, baby.
Not good for Kevin Grubb.
Bye-bye, career.
Not good for Kevin Grubb.
A short-lived experience with Billy Ballou Motorsports.
I didn't get this job anyway.
Easy, Bill.
I know, but it's just crazy what people do.
Man. Hey, also talking about Iowa, our buddy Dave Steele had a good time up there,
winning two out of three,
man.
That's right.
USAC's up there debuting. That was an awesome sight. The ASA South race was last weekend in Florence, South Carolina. Had a bunch of our guys up there. Travis Wilson finished second. Dalton Zaire was third. Spencer Taylor led 99 laps.
Yeah. That was a 100 lap race.
It was a 100 lap race.
Did he lead the important one?
No. He led the first through the 99th.
Yeah.
And he got together with James Fisher, and that was it.
Guess what? That's almost like the story at East Bay, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, too. They had a tremendous Showdown 100 late model race up at East Bay Saturday night. It was very much like that. We'll get into that a little bit later, too.
Spencer finished 10th.
Wow.
On the lead lap. But 10th.
Oh, man, that's got to be a...
It apparently had a green-white checker because it was 101 laps.
There was no fisticuffs afterwards, I hope.
No, man.
Okay.
Bill,
why is this always got to be a fight? Controversy. Yeah. There's always controversy with Bill.
99
laps. Bill brings all the controversy, and we get blamed for it.
I know.
If I led for 99 laps and somebody run into me and put me to 10th suddenly, I'd be a little upset. I'm sorry. I'm sure that everybody else would
you'd be collecting 10th.
Any of you guys drivers
would be collecting 10th.
Not upset after 99 laps.
Yeah, but you know what?
Raise your hand.
You want to know what?
Thank you. Nobody raise their hand.
That would be the perfect scenario for Bill's question. What was your most embarrassing moment in racing?
Yeah.
Leading 99 and not the last.
These folks keep coming in here, and there's a lot of people who aren't here yet who we're expecting, and we don't know what we're going to do or how we're going to do all this, so we better go to these commercials, get our act together, and get back here and get at it.
Hey, all right, let's go to commercials.
Shout out to Schultz Electric.
Hi,
Real Racing USA.
Number 81 Chevy Monte Carlo Tim Brink Underground Special, and we're live on Real Racing USA.
You're listening to Short Track America.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neons. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg. Dayton Andrews Dodge.
You're listening to Short Track America on Carnac.com's Internet Media 360 Network, where racers come to get the real story.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
You're listening to the heartbeat of Race Talk Radio, Real Racing USA.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have packed them in now. They just keep coming and coming through the door. But we still got room for about 12 or 15.
And where are we? Down. We're at the Snook River Grill. 2505 Manatee Avenue East.
That's what I like about Ricky. Remembers
rained in Florida. Sometimes I mess up on East or West, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Phone number is 941-748-3490 if you dare to call.
Give us a call. A
couple of folks in the hot seat.
Rick? Yeah, I was going to say, give us a call, but don't heckle the kids in the seat. Daniel Miller, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Doing great. Young man, ladies and gentlemen, you just said 10 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just turning 10, but you've been racing since you're like 4 and a half, so you've got 6 years experience almost.
Yeah.
Not bad. What are you doing now? What kind of racing are you doing?
Mini Cup.
Mini Cup. Man, you've got to be the youngest, smallest guy in the Mini Cup series, which is the youngest, smallest cars.
Yeah.
Is that true? Okay. But you did pretty good recently, I heard.
Yeah, I won the feature, and there's an All-Pro, and I got sixth in that.
So you got sixth place against all the adults.
Yeah.
What track was that, Daniel?
Ocala.
All right, Ocala. He's not messing around.
That's a turn down there, ain't it? 3 and 4.
Auto and injury attorneys.
Yeah.
Cover
for your commercial's running. Yeah,
well,
stop that.
I did.
Don't mind the man behind the screen.
Well, that's because I got too excited about Daniel. I forgot to stop everything.
Hey, I wonder if Daniel could run one of them cars in the 12 hours of Ocala. It's a mini cup car.
There's a big announcement about the 12 hours of Ocala.
Jack, this is a microphone thing.
Is he old enough?
I didn't see an age limit in the.
Daniel, do you race all your races? Do you ever get paid for your racing?
No.
Okay, so it's all just trophies and like. Maybe you get some sponsorship, gift certificates or something along the way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How you like Ocala Speedway, racing around that place?
It's fun. And 3 and 4, feels like you're going to hit the wall, but you just go right past it.
Well, that's
Jeff Dufresne over there shaking his head.
He's
been close to that wall before.
In the Mini Cup car, though, when you come out of four at Ocala, can you put the gas down and hold it down through that big wide turn all the way on through 1 and 2 and back down the backstretch?
Yeah.
Cool. I bet it's awesome.
I bet it is.
Because you're sitting only, like 2.5 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
You're laying down almost, correct? Or you sit up more because you're smaller?
Sit up.
Yeah.
Where else have you raced, Daniel?
Orlando, Inverness, Lake City, and I think that's it.
Travel.
Dude's been around.
Yeah, but look at his eyes, man. He's got that.
Daniel, what car number do you drive?
Double zero.
Double zero. And like the mini cup cars, like they have like NASCAR paint schemes.
Yeah, this microphone.
Yeah.
Right there.
I thought he had it fixed on me.
I got it up.
Okay,
it's okay.
So what scheme do you? Who? Which driver? Which?
Who's your favorite
NASCAR car? Do you have?
Or you didn't copy one?
Oh, no. You didn't copy
original.
They're not all
original.
Copies?
I like that.
Okay.
What kind of sponsors you got? Can you rattle those off?
I got Big R, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, Streetscapes, and Fast Time Productions.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a pro. Been training,
you know,
man.
Yeah. You know, that will win you as many races as anything else you do. Well,
that'll
you know.
Get you a that, cup ride when that mother right?
Didn't,
do
didn't his dad, Rob, say that he was going to start out slow?
Yeah, start slow.
He's dad. Booming right now.
Put the mic down, Dad. We don't need you, buddy. I like it.
Daniel, driving the quarter midgets. Where did you drive those?
At Sharps, Tampa, and I think that's it.
Have you,
New Smyrna, and Little New Smyrna.
Little New Smyrna, okay, yeah, the little track at the end that Mark Martin built. Have you decided kind of like, do you have a projection? 2 years down the road, I want to be here. 3 years down the road, 5 years, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
What's your next step from Mini Cup?
Pro Challenge.
Who's your manager?
Pro Challenge.
Cool. Yeah, who's the manager?
Who's your manager?
Lookout Pro Challenge.
I think he's sitting
there. Now,
the
what's the so. Explain to the Pro Challenge or what the Pro Challenge is to the folks out there that may not know what Pro Challenge is.
It is a bigger car than Mini Cups, and it's a three-quarter car, like three quarters, and it's still got a body over it, and it's a 1300cc Yamaha engine.
Be going a little faster, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Faster the better?
Yeah.
Now, at that point, do you start to get into things you can do to the car so you learn a little bit more about the geometry of the beast and how to make it turn a little better, or are you already learning that from tire stagger and so forth?
Probably I'm already learning it now.
Do you race on computers?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite game?
What's your favorite
NASCAR 2006.
Yeah?
No way.
Do you beat those guys a lot, the players on the game itself, you know?
Do you play online, or you just, like, do you play against other people online, or do you just do it?
For yourself.
On your, like, PlayStation or something like that, yeah.
Any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I got a little brother that's 2.5 years old.
Oh, well, he's getting the older carts that you still have at the house?
The hand-me-downs?
No.
Because you must have started at 4.5, then you started in the kids' carts, correct? The little 50cc Wheater, or did you go right into something else?
No, we started right into quarter midgets.
Nice, Dad.
Yeah.
Here, son. Go have fun.
We're talking to Daniel Miller. He's the driver of the 00 Florida Mini Cup car, and his dad, Rob Miller, is here. Rob, when did you first notice that Daniel wanted to drive?
A friend of mine... his boy was racing quarter midgets and invited us to come out and watch, and we did, and Daniel said he would like to try to do that, so we found a car and bought him a car and started.
Daniel, when did you decide you liked it? First time behind the wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, that's a good question, though. What was it like the very first time you took the Mini Cup car and drove out onto the track, and what track was it?
Orlando.
So you drove out on Orlando. What did it feel like to get out there and... Did you really think about where you were and what you were doing, or did you just stay to the mechanics of keeping the car straight and so forth?
I was trying to keep the car straight because we didn't really know how to set up the car then, because it was my first time out. And so, because I had to learn the line and all that.
Did you have somebody else go out with you and kind of help you show you?
No. Just cones.
Just learn. Dad, now, from your side, though, when he drove out onto Orlando that very first time, What were you thinking? What were you feeling?
Excited about it. Yeah, you know, of course, nervous because it's your kid.
Petrified.
No, that's mommy.
that was my next question. Give me a quote feel
mom.
About this.
Mom's a nervous wreck at every race. So, but no, it's I know he can do it. So it was no big deal to a certain degree, but.
Yeah, it's still scary.
Yeah, it's scary. It's your kid, and I'm sure everybody feels that way.
Is mom supportive of this?
Oh, yeah.
As much as her emotions will let her.
Yeah.
Daniel, I've got to ask you, though, have you been in any big wrecks yet? Everything's been pretty cool? Been pretty lucky?
There was a little one at Avon Park where I somebody was going underneath me, just right on the tip of my bumper. I spun out, and somebody, their back in, corner back in, hit my body, the side of my body, and put a hole in it.
Okay. As that was happening, what was Mom saying?
Luckily, Mom wasn't there. That
I'm sure that gets her attention and stuff.
Had a few in the quarter midgets, and that she, you know, when he flipped. But
you flipped the quarter midget? What was that like? What did it feel like to suddenly hear it go off the ground and turn over?
It felt like a roller coaster going like
sideways.
Yeah.
His motion, his hand motion was sideways. Well, now, but you don't want to feel that too many more times, I hope.
No.
Okay. That's good. You're learning.
Daniel, where do you want to go in racing?
Nextel Cup.
Nextel Cup. There you go, man.
That's right, man. Just keep digging. That's a dream you got to hang on to, and you just got to pump hard to get there. A lot of things you got to learn to do and take care of, but this part of it, you're learning early, and a lot of people don't get that opportunity to be able to talk in front of people and be able to take care of your sponsors and all the things you're going to have to do to make it that far.
And don't forget your night at the Snook River Grill.
That's right. You had to start somewhere, and you started your racing career in Orlando, but you started your radio stuff right here. That's good.
Daniel, anybody you want to thank?
I'd like to thank my mom and my dad.
All right, that's a good thing, man.
Is it like a whole family unit going out? You know, do we have aunts, uncles, grandparents, anybody else involved too?
Yeah, my brother shows up some, and then my mom and dad when they can, but they're up in age, so they don't get out that much.
Okay. That's cool, man. Well, we'll keep it advised to where you're at every once in a while, and we do the Saturday night show, and we'll be more than happy to let people know how you're doing, okay? If somebody call and let us know, we'll let them know.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Daniel and Rob Miller, man. Thanks a lot,
guys.
That's cool. Great job, man. I mean, Rob said he's going to warm up. But come on, man. This dude's ready.
Like a pro. He was ready to go from the get-go.
Step up to the mic.
Man.
Yeah, we're just going to moving right along.
Oh, yeah, we got a bunch to do.
Welcome Todd and Debbie Hutto. Just,
I saw him walking the back
there.
Hey, Brent and Shane. Come on, step up.
Yeah. More the merrier here. Well, that,
we got,
isn't the last time that Jeff was in here in this room with us?
Yeah,
wasn't he in here with some other late model drivers?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that the night with the wives and all that?
Yeah, that was a crazy night. All right, we got Jeff Dufresne, his stepdaughter Chelsea LaJoy, who won Saturday night in a wild move, Shane Yoder, and Brent Yoder. Welcome, you guys.
And what are these guys race?
Magic Fours at DeSoto Super Speedway.
Wow. Now, what did you think when they first came up for you?
Go ahead and grab that microphone off
there. Yeah, just grab it off the stand, because otherwise you'll be, you know, just push backwards and it'll pop out. But I wanted to ask, when they decided to do a Magic Fours and you heard about it, what did you think and what was your first move to do something about it and make Dad make it happen for you?
Come on in, guys. Just grab a seat.
I bought the car and didn't tell him. I didn't tell him. I was on my way home with it.
Oh.
Chelsea, when did he tell you you were going to race?
Well, like a week before.
Get close to that microphone, Chelsea.
A month before.
Now, what did you think? Did you want to do it?
Yeah, I've been watching him race every week, and I just thought I want to be like that one day.
Now, Jeff, a year ago, you'd have never thought this girl was going to get behind the wheel. I mean, she's timid. You know, she gets excited at the races, but you'd have never thought you'd see the moves out of this girl that you see.
No, I really didn't. She didn't even drive a vehicle of any kind until January, just out there driving around the parking lot, much less a stick shift. And for her to make the strides that she's made already in this car, it's really amazed me and a lot of other people. And all the kids out there are doing a great job. But, you know, the ones that run up front week in and week out, and she's really doing a great job.
Rick, I almost think we need to explain what Magic Fours is about.
Magic Fours basically, well, we ought to let the dads, Brent and Jeff, explain. Brent Yoder, of course, he's been around racing for a long time.
He's been around the track a couple times.
Was this your big chance to say, oh, Magic Fours, that's perfect for me to get him started and see how he likes it or if he doesn't?
Yeah, we were thinking about another year in go-karts because we kind of got out of it for a year. And they announced at the awards banquet last year that they were doing the Magic Fours. And a week later, I had this Honda CRX that everybody hates. And we built it and brought it on out to the racetrack. And it's just a fun way to go racing. and you know, met some nice people out there, and actually have a blast doing it. I have more fun doing this than I ever thought in my own race car. So that's why I have no race cars. I got Shane to worry about now, and I got a little Daniel coming up. Also, he starts go-karts this year. We're going to try to get him out.
One thing about this class, though, Brent, is one of the requirements is they have to keep a good grade average up. So that helps you guys too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, Mom stays after him harder than I do. I mean, I'm a little bit more lax on the grade thing. I'm worried about the racing thing. And Mom stays after him that way also. So he gets it from both ends. So, yeah, he does pretty good.
Shane, early in the season, you dominated, brother. I mean, he got the nickname the Iceman. How many races did you win in a row?
I'd say about eight.
Eight in a row out there on at the little track in
Minnesota. They didn't keep, after about the third one, they didn't keep adding weight to you or something? Just to keep it on a level playing field?
I mean, the competition's pretty stiff out there, though. I mean, you got some good cars out there. Of course, you got some kids that are just learning. You've got go-kart experience. But what? Let me ask you, honest opinion, Saturday night, what did you think of that move that Chelsea put on you?
Oh, it's tough. Chelsea's a good driver. She's did all the racing. Clay, all those other people out there. And they're pretty good drivers.
So what do you do to get psyched up for Saturday night?
Special music?
Aha. Tell them about your music.
Yeah, here, Dad.
That's what he does to me Saturday night in the winter, sir.
Apparently, it's not hand it off to him, and he hands it back.
Yeah.
Apparently not music Dad likes.
Well, we got a lot of rain on Saturday night, so we had a lot of time to sit there and ponder on everything, and so we sat in the truck. Shane has a stereo in his car also, and we sat in the truck and listened to some Metallica and Saliva and all the good headbanging.
Saliva. that sounds right.
Yeah. One night he won, Bill, and he comes cruising up to the winter circle. I'm walking out there blasting. To get ready, and it's blasting, brother. I mean, it's blasting.
Yeah. I think it was playing You Can't Touch This,
yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Now, Chelsea, how does your mom feel about you being in racing like this?
She's fine, but she gets a little crazy sometimes. And she gets scared, but then she's okay. And she's just.
Do you ever get nervous in the car?
No.
Have you two ever run into each other on the track?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, she's saying yes right away.
Plenty of times.
Was that back when one was still faster than the other, and you were trying to stay out of the way sometimes, but yet he got there? Now you've caught up with him a little bit, apparently, and you got the learning curve caught up, so he's got to watch out for you. That's pretty cool. That's
so awesome. Both of you guys, you planning on moving up, or what's your plans in racing?
I'm going to try and get a pro truck and move up to the pro truck series.
Cool. Jeff's just shaking his head. Yeah, can't wait, huh?
Yeah. We're waiting to see what's going to happen with the deal out there at DeSoto. I got a line on a couple trucks right now, but probably just stay in the Magics for about half a season next year. Won't be able to do the points deal if we go half and half, but going to try to do something with the trucks half or two-thirds of the way through the season next year.
Shane, what about you, bro?
Next year I might go to the street stocks or the fast trucks. We got a car coming. It's a Camaro. It's pretty nice. I haven't seen it yet, though. I'm just guessing. I hope.
If your dad's involved, it's going to be pretty nice.
New Holler?
I mean, these two, you got to, you know, figure, you know, you got Brent Reuter sitting here, Jeff Dufresne, and their kids. I mean,
oh, it's amazing. Because I remember Brent 10 years ago, you know, when I first went out to DeSoto 10, 11, 12 years ago.
He wasn't the one.
Would you please back up from the fence, please, while they're racing? Please back away from the fence.
What are you talking about,
Bill?
Watch his dad.
No, he kicked everybody's butt on the track, and so did he, of course.
Yeah. Jeff liked pulling plug wires off in the middle.
Right.
We won't talk about that.
We won't go there.
That'd be cool. And it would kind of be funny, because you're talking about the trucks, if they wound up in trucks against each other again, you know, kept moving along together, that'd be kind of neat too.
Well, yeah, you know, cool. It kind of looks like that class, like I said, is 12 to 17-year-old. They're basically four-cylinder stock. Can't do anything with them except what you guys could do to them, whatever that may be. Both of them look up in the air. What's up with them?
Well, you know,
what's up with that?
Can't do a thing. What can you do?
We've been at this for 20 minutes here right now, and this sets an example of exactly what we see week after week after week. We go around the state of Florida, and there's a certain set of people who want to whine about how racing is in trouble. And I want to tell you, every racetrack I go to, I was at East Bay the other night. Man, I just was marveling at the volume of kids everywhere at the racetracks. Every racetrack just about in the state of Florida has a great kids program. Kids like this, there's plenty of kids coming up. I mean, and they're, like, coming up quick, and they're eager. So I think that sets, like, a pretty positive tone for the future of the sport.
Yeah, and I'd like to add that one thing about these two here, these two great kids, all the kids in the class are great, and they're all doing a great job. But between the two of them, I don't think they've missed a Thursday night of practice. And sometimes you do it Friday night, too, when there's supers out there. And
absolutely.
It burns the tires right off that thing. But more for her when earlier in the season. Now we just try to do it the Thursday before the race, but... When we were first trying to learn everything and learn the car and get her seat time, we did not miss a Thursday night at all.
That was a lot. I'm impressed that not only did you not drive at all, of course, before the season kind of started, but a stick shift is not the easiest thing to wrestle in and learn first off. You'll burn up a transmission or two usually trying to learn it, especially in a stock car. Second gear.
But, we run the little track in the middle.
But I understand. But I'm just saying, that's pretty impressive in itself to a lot of people that are your age that get out there and drive anything. I mean, much less mom or dad's Jeep around the backyard. But, I mean, it's pretty cool that you were able to master that. And then now that you're racing and racing up front is really cool. And I know it feels good. It's really, you know, be proud of yourself because it's a lot of hard work, I'm sure, and a lot of those practice nights. But that's pretty cool. That's just awesome.
Not to take anything away from my own kid, but Saturday night, this young lady right here went out there and spanked some butt and did it the old-fashioned way, went around, and I mean, she really drove her tail off and got to the front, and that was by far the best performance I've ever seen out of the Magic Force.
It was definitely an awesome run, Brent.
Every lap out there was a good lap, and she deserved that win. She wanted it. She got it, and it was a great race.
And they had the whole grandstands was up on their feet, man. I mean, it was just great. You guys, any final words? You got sponsors you want to thank, Chelsea?
I want to thank Nationwide Chemical Coating.
Don't look at him. You don't look at him in the winner's circle.
CN Sport, Johnny Rogers, my whole family, and just everybody.
Shane?
I'd like to thank Integrity Transmissions, CBS Roofing, my dad, all his workers, Todd English, he helped my dad, Sarasota Service Center, Boys and Girls Club of Mercy County, and all those other fans out there.
All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Chelsea LaJoy, Shane Yoder, Brent Yoder, Jeff Dufresne. Let's give them a big round of applause.
Yeah, right now, little Daniel's sitting back there going, yeah, he rattled, man. Oh, okay.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates and things. they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neons. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
Live from the Smith River Grill in Bradenton, Florida, welcome back to Real Racing USA.
And we are back live with Real Racing USA. How's everybody doing in the house? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not very much noise.
Let's wake
How
up.
Are
How's
you doing?
That's better.
That's how you
Man,
do
I thought
it.
Everybody thought we got Dwayne Bryan in the house.
Dwayne Bryan in the house.
How about that?
That's right, Arca.
Arca Racing.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, there's
good to see you again, Dwayne. Been a while, brother.
There's some tough competition. Them guys have got it tough now.
At the mic right now, we got John Kidwell, driver of the 7NY. That's New Yorkville.
That's
fast
right.
Truck.
Johnny,
kid
move my other way, Kidwell. Oh, sorry.
You've announced that name a couple times, haven't
you? Yeah, a couple hundred.
How you doing tonight, John?
Good. How you guys doing?
All right, man. You having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
There was, there was a couple of times real early. Well, he spun again. No, but now he's got it down to a science now.
There
man.
You go, man. So how's it going for you this year?
Good. We've been running consistent.
Point that thing up just a little bit. Just so it's...
You can take it out of that stand if you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good. Huh? Well, this year we've been running consistent top fives. We led the point standings for a couple of weeks, and we fell out of first. Currently, this past weekend, we had a run in the back because the last race we had a little miscommunication. So
that happens from time to time.
It's all his
got
fault.
Your, got your hands left.
My dad.
I thought you'd point over
yeah,
that
see,
way.
Yeah, see, he's breaking up. The Bobcat cleanup service, Jim Discount Muffler Chevrolet was running good, but every driver in here will say, running in the back, the consequences from coming up from the front, and we got in a wreck, took us out for the race, but...
What track was that?
Charlotte County.
That's a tough racetrack to drive anyway.
Tough one at all. Now, you've been with the FAST program for a while. How long have you been in there?
This is my first full-time year. Last year we did just...
Three quarters or a half or something. Felt like it. Sure felt like it.
Yeah.
How old are you, John?
16.
And you were running kids, but now you're running pros?
No, we're still running
still
kids
running?
Right now.
Okay.
This is our last year as kids, and next year we're
okay. I knew it was
forward
getting close.
To go to
I
fast
remember.
Pros.
Now, but how's that been? How's it to be going and racing against other teenagers your age, so to speak, but yet in full-size vehicles?
Yeah, it gets us prepared for next year for fast adults. It just gives us the good, how we run and how consistent we are each week, and it gets us, for setups-wise for next year and hopefully go out in front and beat all the fast, the adult guys.
Now, do you have a book full of setups already? Because you've been
to
all the tracks once, twice, maybe three
tire
times.
Tire pressure, everything.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Mark, you hide that book when you're in class, inside your other books and stuff?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting in, just going through schoolwork. I just slip it out and look over what we did wrong or anything.
Yeah, how do you relate? How does the other students that you go to school with, how they relate with you as being a race car driver?
Oh, the school I go to right now, there's a couple of race car drivers. There's one, Curtis Newman. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. He races at Citrus County, Modifieds, and he's a good driver. That's the only really one I know that is good. And
Where are you from, John, in the state?
Inverness, Florida.
Inverness. Okay, cool.
Oh, cool.
So, Mark, he started racing at 7, racing go-karts. Did he just make the jump into the truck, or
no? Actually, had an older brother that raced up in New York, doing pavement series up there, the Northeast Pavement Series, and John was, and then we finally moved down here to Florida, and we started running a track called Hope Sound, and then John was 7 years old, and he started in the go karts there.
Did you do any racing yourself?
No, my whole family did. My uncle was in the figure eights in Islip, Long Island. My brother, my cousin, been around for a while.
You know, for years we called it ISLIP because that's the way they pronounce it on the
Wide World
of
Sports.
Wide World of Sports every year.
Actually, my uncle was the first world champion figure eight driver.
What was his name?
Benny Jarapudo.
Okay.
He was the first world champion.
Say that one fast, Jack.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You better let Benny win.
But
sounds like a great racing family having
how
fun.
How does he do that?
Who, Bill?
Yeah.
I didn't say ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right.
Just let him go with it. So, John, you moved up to the fast, you know, the fast kids, basically. You race against the kids. Are you looking forward to going up to the pros?
Yeah, I think we have a good truck. Once we get repaired from what happened this past weekend, I think we'll be up front every week for next year.
Who helps you with that truck?
My dad and one of my best friends, Nate Spoon.
So what kind of truck is it? I mean, is Chevy, Dodge?
Yeah, it's a Chevy.
It's a Chevy? Okay. Yeah. What are you doing, Jack?
I'm just marveling at
isn't it awesome?
I'm just marveling at the whole deal. You know, it started with the little kid, and then you go, now we're up in the teenage thing. You know,
and we keep getting bigger and older.
Progression is awesome. And, see
what's your next race?
I believe it's September 23rd. It's at Charlotte County Speedway again.
All right.
Have you liked the change, the movements from just being support races at tracks to being the races at the track, the extravaganza deals where you've been, you know, the fast trucks, the fast late models, the fast kids have been the show? Has that made a difference in how people, you know, feel about it or how the entire
thing is
perceived?
I think it did. We have a good Fast Times production came aboard, and it's really it helped us a lot. showing us how much, like, just putting by them making videos and everything, we could just give sponsors or whoever we're looking for out there and show them what we have done, and it really helps us out.
Now, have you changed sponsors recently because of that? You've been able to go out and market yourself a little better maybe in the last 6 or 8 months?
We had one sponsor jump on board at Citrus County Speedway, Joe's Family Restaurant, and they helped us pay for our tires that past weekend.
Cool. Usually the restaurant just wants to feed you.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's awesome.
That's what we do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we're restaurant kings.
But I.
Well, John, we wish you good luck. I mean, anything else you want to say, Mark?
Yeah, I was going to ask him real quick, though.
Go ahead.
What's your plan? I mean, you're doing fast trucks, and you're going to go fast pros. You're going to do a couple of years of that and then try to go to something else, or what's the deal?
We're looking, seeing how fast pros go next year. If it goes good, you know, we might get a late model and run all over Florida. But I'm really looking to go into NASCAR. Anything, really, just trucks, Busch, or Nextel.
Don't forget to talk to that
gentleman sitting at that table right over there.
I see the
already seen him back.
I see the ASA or Hooters Pro Cup in your future.
That's
the way to go.
All right, guys, thanks a lot for being on the show. We appreciate it. Once again, listen on ShortTrackAmerica1.com, and you'll be able to listen to all the interviews from tonight.
Yeah,
good luck, you guys.
Tell your family up north. You know, you still got a lot of family up there. Tell them to listen in because Saturday nights we do Saturday Night Live after the races, and if you've finishing the top 3 to 5, you'll wind up hearing about it, and they'll know right away.
Actually, they're listening right now.
There you go. Say hi.
Who's up? How you doing? Hi, Mom.
All right.
No aunts and uncles?
Oh, yeah, Nan. I got my grandmother and my grandfather sitting at home. I want to say hi to them, too. Uncle Rip, Aunt Jerry.
All right, man.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for John Kidwell, driver of the 7NY.
Cool, John. Thanks, man. Good driver too. He's improved quite a lot from when he started, but he's doing a great job.
Yeah, why are you being shy now, Brian?
Do I have to do a Schnitz electric spot? Oh, okay.
So we have
got wrong brother.
Brian Bischoff, Brad Bischoff,
Brad.
And Brian Schnitz. Yeah, I remember that name, too.
I remember Brad Bischoff. He actually ran over my foot one time, but that was a long time ago.
You're lucky that's all he ran over, Bill. Yeah,
once again, I got to ask, did it knock the toe out?
No.
I don't think so.
It swelled up.
That works every time.
It works every time.
It's every
good
time.
Old one. So Brad has moved up to the open wheel ranks here at DeSoto Super
Speedway. Oh, I remember. Bill and I spoke with you on Saturday night a month ago.
Came on.
Yeah.
Right.
We talked to a lot of people, son.
Yeah.
No, Brad's awesome, man, because I saw Brad grow up and through the go-karts and coming into racing and stuff in full-size form.
Hey,
we got a phone call.
Yeah, while Bill's dealing with the phone call.
So, Brad, you moved up to the open wheel modifieds. How many wins you got this year?
Two this year.
Two wins this year in his first year in open wheel modified. And that's not to get any slack competition either.
Who was he beating?
Oh, let's see, Jefferson and
the Rocket Man
and Baldwin.
Are you kidding me?
Guys.
Real Racing USA, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
My name's George. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good.
All right. Listen, I had you got those Fast Time people there?
Yep.
And I had them come to, I know it's off a short track racing program, but I had them come to Fort Myers. I race offshore race boats. And
cool.
They did a bio on me that helped me secure lots of sponsors. So I think anybody that's in
Cha-ching.
The local short track program could benefit by doing these bios and using them to present to...
You race boats?
Yes, sir.
How can they see
man? Now there's
yeah,
you know them guys are crazy.
It's very tough to sell sponsorship on a boat because I mean they don't see you, but when you come in and when you go out,
well, they go like
what's his name?
Nowadays,
Phil, who are we talking to?
Well, nowadays they try to make a little more fan friendly instead of the old school where we ran straight out offshore and come back. Now they run a course that runs along the beach for like 4 or 5 miles.
Oh, okay, so you can scare the bathing beauties.
Yeah,
thanks, man. Appreciate the call, though.
All right, man. Thank you.
It's awesome.
Yeah, Fast Times Productions appreciates it, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where's that contract, Bill? Bill, where's the contract? And we have that contract here somewhere. Don't forget, coming up in the second hour now, we got the big bell announcement.
Big announcements.
The way I punched the button, though, I hated not to take it just in case it was for Brad. So.
All right, back to Brad.
Rocket
Man. He's beating the Rocket Man.
Beats them all, man. Beats them all. And they got some serious respect for you out there now, don't they?
Yeah, they've all raced me real clean. I race them the same way they race me, so that's how I've earned the respect. I don't go out there and crash nobody.
What was it like, though, the first time in the open wheel modified compared to, I mean, go-karting and so forth?
Actually, my first race in the open wheel modified was in the Gulf Coast Modified Series, 50-lap race. It was a Sunday afternoon. I think I qualified like 17th. I started from scratch.
Out of how many cars, though?
Yeah, I think it was...
32, I believe.
Yeah, 30, something like that.
So right in the middle of the
field.
Where'd
you finish?
I didn't end up finishing the race.
Okay. So you finished.
First race, though.
First race.
Okay. We blew a motor.
Oh, okay. So it's not all your fault. Oh.
Yeah.
Is his mom here?
Yeah, she's hiding back there.
Yeah, she's back there. See, of course, I announce out there at DeSoto, and so she's all the way on the other side. Well, this past Saturday night, I think she was wearing red shorts.
You can hear her.
And she's jumping. She jumps like 4 feet in the air. It bounces. It's his mom.
Just when he passed. Modifies are almost like sprint cars.
Was that just when he passed?
Yeah. Because
I mean, they're a little wider.
Yeah. But were you jumping when he passed him? When he got past the Rocket Man?
Well, that didn't happen this past Saturday.
Oh, that wasn't this.
No,
no. Oh, that's right. Rocket won.
Yeah, I don't know where that loser is. He's supposed to be here tonight.
Yeah, Rocket's burned out.
He knew Brad was going to be
here. Yeah, he was scared Brad was here. That's it.
What can I say?
So, Brian, how'd you get him into the open wheel?
Actually, I wanted to get him into trucks or something else, and everybody told me to stick him in an open wheel. If he could drive it, he could drive anything. So... Mom was a little hesitant, so I found a truck that Robbie McCullough used to drive at Sunshine Speedway, and we purchased that truck after the Race of Champions, and Brad was there after that.
It was an open wheel.
Yeah, open wheel.
Wasn't a truck.
Wasn't a truck.
Don't get nervous, man.
So he's beating this guy?
4, 3, 2, 1, 5.
The Rocket Man. He's beating the Rocket Man.
Yeah, the man who ain't here.
He blew him up. We went right by him. We went
this
by
is silly, man.
I knew he would use it.
Okay, you can stop now.
Hey, Jack went to a lot of trouble to make these things.
Okay, Brad.
Next time you come back, we'll have one for you.
Sorry about that. You've got two wins under your belt. Is it easier or harder than what you thought before you climbed into one of those cars?
Now that I've adapted to it, it's a lot easier than what I thought it was going to be. When I first raced a race car, you know, I was real timid about getting on the gas pedal. I was real sketchy about everything. I wasn't real smooth, but now that I've adapted to the car, you know, it's a lot easier. And Robbie told me after I raced the car for a while, it was going to slow down for me, which I never thought open and modified slow down, but it does really, just all the racing and everything. as soon as I adapted to it, it got a lot easier for me.
Well, you went straight from go-karts to the open wheel, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the go-karts are kind of an open wheel type vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask, are there any similarities at all in the two vehicles?
Not really.
I didn't think so. But
the gas is on the right and the brakes on the left.
And the wheels are hanging out.
Yeah.
I was marveling at Bill. That was. Thank you for that. Yeah, I will clip that out and we will use that in later moments.
Thank you.
So, what have you run at any other tracks yet, or just DeSoto?
We went to Orlando on a Friday night race, which got rained out, but I got a chance to run there, and it helped me out because it was a different track than DeSoto, and I really liked it. We're probably going to end up going back there. We're going to end up racing the Gulf Coast Modified Series, the whole series next year, which will be really good because I really like that series. All the guys that race there and all the guys that run it, they're real good.
You know, we got the super late miles, we got the limited late miles, but probably some of the toughest racers in the state of Florida are the open wheel guys. What's it like racing against those kind of guys?
I don't really think it's a real big deal. I don't really, they put on their pants the same way I do, as my uncle like to tell me. And we're all the same size. Everybody's the same age out there on the.
You got a what's clicking?
It was clipping, Bill.
Oh.
Yeah, but we're all the same out there on the racetrack, and it doesn't really matter how big you are, how young you are, how old you are in the race car. You're all equal out there, so that's the way I look at it, at least.
Brian, do you worry about him at all going out there? I mean,
I was going to say it was a step to go from the go karts you were in basically, and go, well, instead of going a few steps in between, like some people would, to go right to the open wheel modified.
Yeah, it's probably something that he can't control.
Okay.
Since you started racing and like really got into this, like, are there things that you've gotten out of it that you can use? Like, are you able to concentrate better, focus better? In other words, is there things that you get out of racing that you can take and use in other parts of your life?
Oh, yeah. Patience is definitely one that you can take out of racing and use. I kind of have a slight case of ADD, so focusing's kind of...
That's cool, man. Yeah. I've had it all my whole life. It's cool. You just, you know.
Look who walks in the door.
Okay, started talking bad about him. He showed up.
All right, Bill. Do it.
But, yeah, it's definitely helped me
do it, Bill.
Focus a lot better.
I got to find it again.
No. Yeah. Brad, who's some of the sponsors on your race car, brother?
Manti Family Eye Care, Johnson Automotive.
Fire!
The Rocket Band is in the house.
We was just dogging you, brother.
We were dogging you, Brad.
We were scared that you wasn't coming because Brad's here.
That's right.
Oh, bad Brad Bischoff here. Go ahead, continue.
No, but Manti Family Eye Care, Johnson Automotive. My dad works on a race car, Jimmy Cope Race Cars. My buddy Shane comes and helps me every week, and my grandma always comes to watch me race, and my mom for jumping up and down. And
number one fan right there.
What are the kids in school saying by now after you've been racing for a while? Are they starting to talk to you about it, come out and watch it a little bit or anything?
Not a whole lot of kids at school know I race. I don't go up to them and say, hey, I race a race car or anything like that, but a few of them know. A few of them have been to the racetrack, and I think it's pretty cool.
Pretty neat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it from Mr. Bad Brad Bischoff, man. Good job, guys. Thanks a lot.
Nice job.
Man, we're just rolling along, aren't we, dude?
It's awesome. It's always awesome, though, when the go-karters come back and sit in front of me and they're doing something else.
Really? I mean, you've actually seen most of these guys start out.
A lot of them. I was with the Tri-City Kart Club for 2 years. I did the World Karting Association stuff around the state and the Florida Challenge Series. So I got a chance to see a lot of them, and they're doing awesome.
Jack, you want to introduce
it's a great foundation.
One of the toughest... And not only it's a tough race car series, but it's one of the major stepping stones to the big time is the ARCA series. And Dwayne, Brian,
yeah, come on, buddy,
come on up. This man has some experience in that realm. Welcome, Dwayne Bryan.
Dwayne Bryan, how you doing, buddy?
All right. How about you?
Hey, this is our first walk-on guest.
Yeah, and I want to ask you, what was it like to get the step from local racing to go ARCA racing, to where there is a little bit more notoriety, a whole lot more travel, a whole lot more pressure probably, and everything else that goes along with it?
You can't really explain the difference just going from short tracks to the big tracks. I mean, you run joined with Cup or Bush or someone like that, so you're there with all the big guys. They're all watching. I mean, just the atmosphere, everything is completely different.
Is it real exciting, or is it just like sometimes nerve-wracking because you're worried about making mistakes or something?
Well, practice is usually just like short tracks. You know, everyone's hustling around trying to get the car as good as you can, and then you know, if we qualify the afternoon or next morning, that's really like the first kind of relaxed point. And everybody just kind of waits around for the race.
You've been to some big tracks then. How big are they getting? What tracks do you run on?
Well, this year we ran Daytona, Michigan, Kentucky, Chicago. All, you know, 1.5 to 2.5 mile tracks.
Wow.
It's awesome, a step man. Up, man.
I know.
Where
I appreciate
you
stopping
from
by.
Florida,
right?
Lake Alfred. Just outside of Lakeland.
Okay. Yeah, I think you kind
of... neck of the woods.
Not that you were the first by any stretch or anything, but you sort of... A few years ago, you'd see your name popping up on the ARCA list, and you were one of the few Florida guys who were racing in it, and now there's a whole bunch of people that have sort of followed along, but you were one of the first guys that started that little vanguard there of Florida guys.
And actually, I imagine it was a little influx when the ASA had their problems, that a lot of guys moved over and started running ARCA a whole lot more than they did before, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were running down here. You know, we won some super races, limited races, but... Yeah, we sat down and decided that, you know, being down here, you don't get a lot of recognition, even, you know, winning races, whatever. So we sold all our late model stuff and took everything we could get, sold some property, you know, got ARCA car and went. And actually we ran Kentucky and Chicago last year. In our first race, we ran second and had engine problems. And then went to Chicago for our second race and qualified fifth and won that race.
Wow.
Second race.
Wow.
Yes,
Chicagoland?
Yes, sir.
So now, what kind of thrill was that? I mean, you've been in the winner's circle a lot all over the state of Florida. I've interviewed you a bunch of times down at DeSoto. What was it like to make that step from what we call local short track stuff?
How much lobbying did you do? I mean, they got to sell property to help make this happen. So, I mean, there's got to be a family commitment here, too.
Yes, sir. My family is all, you know, 100% behind me. My dad, it's always been me, my dad, and one other guy doing all the work on the car and everything. And when we moved into that step, I mean, you're running against development drivers that are backed by Cup teams and everything. So to go in there and win the second race right off the bat, it was a good day.
What your car, was it somebody else's before you climbed in it, or did you guys build it from scratch?
Well, originally it came from Chip Ganassi Racing, and we went to the first race when we had mechanical problems and got hit from behind. It basically junked the whole car. So Steve Levitt put front clip, rear clip, we had a whole new body, everything put on it. So now it's a Steve Levitt chassis.
There you go. So, who's helping you with this car? I mean, is it still the same guys that were helping you with the Limited and the Super, or you got a new crew? Or?
It's just me still.
Just you?
Just, I'm at the shop doing all the work, and the only difference now, we have a crew chief. So, basically, he'll tell me what to put in the car. I do all the work, put the car together, show up at the track, and he shows up, and we go from there.
What do you do for a pit crew? Sorry.
Well, that's right. Usually, being... you know, sanctioned with either a Cup race or Bush race, we just rent a crew from them.
At least some guys that want to watch the race anyway, so they get in free.
What's something like that run? I mean, to rent a crew.
It's a lot cheaper than paying, you know, for food and motel to take 7 guys with you. So actually, it's a lot cheaper to do it that way.
Yeah, I guess so, because you only got to pay for the couple hours.
Do you gel with these guys? I mean, do you practice beforehand, pit stops and stuff, or they're just that professional that they do it?
No, when you get level Bush or Cup, them guys are practicing 4 or 5 times a week anyways. So they got plenty of practice. They just look at it as they get, you know, basically a trial run before their race.
So it's awesome. Like their Bush race almost.
Yeah,
to a Winston
Cup race.
Warm
up.
Does your team have any? Like, I know you and Mario have the same marketing guy. Do you guys share things in the technical sense at all, or you work at all with Mario that way?
Yeah, Mario has always been, you know, real close. I worked for him for 5 years as I was running, you know, the Limiteds and Supers. So, you know, we've always been good friends, and now. Yeah, we don't run the same races all the time, but when he's at the same race that we are, we work together and everything.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
So you moved up. You're in Arca now. What's the next step for Dwayne Bryant?
As of right now, you know, we're going to run about another 5-6 ARCA races next year. There is a possibility we're talking with some people of maybe running 3 or 4 Busch races next year. So it's just all in the works. Nothing's been signed yet. No checks have been written yet. But
I hear Billy Ballou's looking for a driver.
Yeah, he's looking for one every week.
Yeah, Kevin's not there anymore.
So I got to ask you one quick question. That is with the gong show from Jack Roush and the new Chevy gong show that they're running right now, apparently. What do you think about how hard it's gotten now to get into, you know, Winston or, I guess, NASCAR or the Craftsman trucks or even Busch or anything?
We sell telephones now. We don't sell cigarettes no more.
Right.
Now it's getting, you know, to where... Yeah, I hate to say it, but you almost have to know someone already there, like, you know, friends, family, something to get there. I mean, you look at all the people coming in that they're already related to someone that's there. And if not, you know, it's the younger people coming in with agents and everything. So just got to do whatever you can do to get your name out and run as good as you can in ARCA or something like that. And
have you had your own media person, so to speak, helping you and working with you to do things?
Yes, sir. James Carter. He's my PR person. He handles all that. He pushes me off on all the TV people, everything he can. So does get me all the time he can.
That's good. Good deal.
So what kind of advice would you give some of these young people that you've seen come up here tonight and that are at the beginning of this adventure? What kind of advice would you give them?
Say give it everything you got. I mean, you never know when the right person is going to be watching. I mean, we've had times, you know, everyone's going to struggle, like our last race this year at Chicago. We were there with Indy cars, and we don't know if it was the rubber off their tires being firestone or just the track so hot and greasy. We were loose all day long and only wound up 13th, but you know, if you give up and just ride around and finish in the back, that's no good for anybody.
We need a bigger room, guys.
I'm telling you, we're packing them in. Dwayne, that first win at Chicago, your second ARCA race, did you even imagine that you had the car that could beat the rest of the field?
Well, we qualified 5th that day, and we knew a couple guys ahead of us did more of a qualifying effort than we did. So, we were comfortable with a good top 5, and I believe the worst we were all day was 5th. So we had a good car, and we knew it. It's just that was a real roller coaster day. We were leading, and it wound up going into, you know, overtime, as they call it. And we had a green white checker, and on the green flag lap, the car ran out of gas. So I had snatched it down the apron, and when I got on the apron, the car picked back up. And by that time, I was running 4th. So in the last lap and a half, I had to come back from 4th to the lead with everyone else on fresher tires.
Awesome wow. run, bro.
Because wow. I was going to say, you know, at what point did you really feel, I guess, getting close to that first caution that caused the extra green-white checkered, when did you really think, hey, man, I could actually win this thing?
I'd say when we took the lead, about 40 laps to go, when we took the lead, I mean, just, you get that feeling, and we were driving away with it. And then when that caution came out, I knew we still had a good shot, but the guys running 3rd, 4th, 5th came in and put on tires right there, and we just wasn't going to give up the lead for track position. So wow. We laid out, and then when the fuel shut off, it was just...
That's awesome. Like your whole world was dropping, didn't it?
That's awesome. We appreciate you, stopping by and talking to us tonight. How in the world did you hear that we were in here, even? Did you check it out on car?
I got a call. The wonderful PR person I got called me up and said, y'all are here, so...
Cool.
Stop by and have a talk with y'all.
They're just down the street. Get down there. Thanks, man. We do appreciate it. All the good luck in the world to you. I hope you make it right on up there, because we love talking about the guys locally that make it and actually have the opportunity.
No doubt, because it seemed like, Bill, I had just talked to him in the winner's circle, and next thing I know, I'm reading about him winning at Chicago.
Yeah. Whoa. I know. Unbelievable. It's awesome. But congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. One of your own right here making it happen.
Thank you.
Awesome deal.
Mr. Dwayne Bryant. Of course, Jack's run off again.
Well, that's okay. We gotta do a little savior here, so we'll be right back, folks. Don't go far.
We're going to take the top of the hour break.
You're listening to Short Track America.